out of reach.
"Is nearly gone. All of it."
Ike breathed in the swirl of smoke that drifted up into the warm night, savoring the low rumble of the men's voices. Gone? What's gone?
"The money was Palmer's anyhow. He would have wanted us to live well, all the trouble he went to. Living well's done, brothers. Captain Hinman put a notice in today's paper. You and each of you are hereby notified and such and so. Never mind Hinman. He just never had faith in the possibility. And he's on the river more than home.
Hinman won't throw him out while we're away. A fellow what's defending his country. That's a man people respect."
"Throw them out? Them who?"
"He's right. We'll come back respectable and start up a proper business. Likely we've loafed long enough."
"Indeed. All this war talk has got me stirred up with ambition. This time I'll get me a nice little shack and shod horses. I'm thinking a saloon. Button Brothers. Fancy the business heroes bring in. I wonder how much it'd take. I wonder..."
"Details, details. You boys sound like Palmer. All your I wonder this and what if that. Never letting up. It's no use, I tell you."
"He's right. It's always turned out before."
"What I mean is there's no point in making plans. Losing Palmer was a curse upon us. There ain't no way for a button to distinguish himself without Palmer."
"Palmer," said Uncle Hugh. "Wily old Palmer. A lot of us mudheads, and him taking aim and firing true."
"Palmer," said Uncle Oscar, laughing.
"Truth is, we could use a Palmer right now."
"Point us in the right direction," said Father.
"If he were going with us..."
"I hear you, brother." The men sighed.
"Ah, Palmer."
The bottles clinked again, and there was a long silence, followed by a single belch. Ike stood up and bumped his head on the window sash.
"What was that?"
"Just a noise."
"Calm yourself, man.
There's more than noises where we're going."
"Enough of this talk. Big day tomorrow. Go on, brothers."
The men snuffed.